It is the third leg of four FedEx Cup playoff events. Of course, next week is a week off for the PGA Tour, and then 2 weeks from now, the final event, the fourth of four FedEx Cup playoff events, the final 30-man field will all get together in Atlanta 2 weeks from now for the Tour Championship at Eastlake. So 70 players this week, actually 68, because a couple guys are injured, including Paul Casey with the rib injury. So 68 players in the field this week, no cut at the BMW Championship at Cog Hill. 68 players playing for 30 spots 2 weeks from now at the Tour Championship at Eastlake in Atlanta. And after three rounds of play on the 7,600-yard par 71 Cog Hill Golf and Country Club Dubs Dread course, Tiger Woods is your leader. He shot a 9-under-par round of 62, a new course record, and it ties the tournament record, which was set last year by Jim Furyk in St. Louis at Belle Reve. Of course, you know the BMW Championship travels to different courses year after year, and it returned to Chicago this year. After it was here 2 years ago, and Tiger won that event as well. Tiger shot a course record and tournament record 9-under-par 62 yesterday, and he now stands at 16-under-par 197 after three rounds of play. He is seven shots ahead of two men tied for second, Brant Snedeker and the rookie, Mark Leishman, who is trying to make his way into the top 30 for next week in Atlanta, and it's looking like he will achieve that here. Tied for second after three rounds of play, Leishman and Snedeker are both at 9-under-par, seven shots back of Tiger. Then you've got two more men tied for fourth at -8. Matt Kuchar and Padraig Harrington are both at 8-under-par. John Senden and Mark Wilson, a former Honda Classic champion, are both at 7-under-par. 7-under-par, nine shots back of Tiger. And then you've got four men at -6, 10 shots back. Jim Furyk, Luke Donald, Sergio Garcia, and Bubba Watson. But there's no doubt about the story this week, and there's no doubt about who's going to win today. I mean, Tiger Woods going into the final round with a seven-shot lead. This is the largest 54-hole lead that Tiger has ever had on the PGA Tour, a seven-shot lead. He's also had a seven-shot lead at the Masters as well as the Buick Invitational. So Tiger Woods going into today's final round, seven shots ahead of the field. It's his best round of the year, and he broke the course record. As I mentioned, Cog Hill, the former course record at Cog Hill was 63, which had been shot 10 times, and Tiger had shot 63 at Cog Hill twice. And now he bests that by a shot at 62. Tiger has won this event four times, and now he's going to make it a fifth. And that's really the MO for Tiger Woods. He's got 75 or 76 is now the number. 70, no, it's 70 or 71. 70 or 71 career victories. It's going to be 71 or 72 after today. And most of those victories are multiple victories. He's very rarely only won a tournament once. He really wins things in bunches. He's won the Masters four times. He's won the PGA Championship four times. He's won the Bridgestone Invitational seven times. He's won Arnold Palmer's tournament at Bay Hill six times. He's won the Buick Invitational at Torrey Pines six times. And now he's going to make it five career victories at the BMW Championship. So Tiger Woods very rarely finds a tournament that he struggles in and plays in it more often than not. He's only played at Riviera, the Nissan Open, I believe eight times, and never won there. That's the most times he's ever played one tournament and never won. But usually what he does is he finds a place he likes and he puts it in his schedule and plays it year after year and wins it year after year. And he's doing the same thing here in Chicago. He as I mentioned, sets the course record, ties the tournament record, because the tournament record was shot on a different course, Belle Reve in St. Louis. Jim Furyk did it last year at 62. Yesterday, Tiger bogeyed the first hole, and then from there, it was all scoring from there. And he actually lost the lead at one point. Tiger bogeyed the first hole, and Padraig Harrington, who was a couple of groups ahead of him, birdied his first three holes. He birdied 1, 2, and 3. So at one point, Padraig had the lead by a shot over Tiger. But Tiger, after that first bogey, he went on to make eight birdies and an eagle for his 9-under-par 62. Tiger eagled the ninth hole. Only eagle of the week at number nine, because it's a 620-yard par 5. Tiger hit a 320-yard drive, and then he had 300 yards to the pin, 275 to the front of the green, 300 to the pin. He hits a 3-wood to 10 feet. 10 feet 3 wood to 10 feet from 300 yards out. That to me is just phenomenal. And he made the eagle putt, ends up carding to 62. I mean, Johnny Miller said it during the back nine. I mean, it had to become ridiculous, and Johnny called it, quote, silly, what Tiger was doing yesterday. He was pin hunting. Every approach shot was at the pin. He was leaving himself 8 and 9 and 10 and 11 feet all day long. The only time he didn't do that was on 18. He left himself 30 feet, and he had a 30-foot putt for birdie, which would have been a 61. He left it about 8 inches short, ends up carding the 62. And today it's just a coronation. There's no doubt Tiger Woods is going to win his fifth BMW championship today, and then he will take the lead. He will take the overall FedEx Cup lead back from Steve Stricker, who won last week. Tiger entered the FedEx Cup playoffs with the lead. Stricker won it, got it from him last week by winning in Boston at the Deutsche Bank. And Stricker this week, he goes into the final round today 16 shots back of Tiger Woods. Stricker is even par for the week after rounds of 72, 73, and then a 3-under par round of 68 yesterday. A ways down the leaderboard, Camilo Vijaygas, the defending champion here, he won last year in St. Louis at the BMW Championship. Of course, different course. Camilo is even par as well, along with Steve Stricker. 16 shots back of Tiger Woods. That is just ridiculous. Entering today's final round, Hunter Mahan is at +2. Hunter is one of the players on the bubble. He's 22nd in the FedEx Cup standings. Top 30 make it to Atlanta. So you would think Hunter is close enough to making the top 30. A couple of other players on the bubble. Rory Sabatini is 35th in the FedEx Cup standings. As I mentioned, top 30 make it next week to Atlanta. Rory is having a good weekend. He is right now at 5-under par, and he could get himself a top 10. If he gets himself a top 10, that would likely get him enough points to get into the top 30. Luke Donald is also on the bubble. Luke Donald, 32nd in the overall FedEx Cup standings, just two spots out of the top 30, and he will likely get into the top 30 because Luke Donald right now is in a tie for ninth at 6-under par. So Luke Donald will get himself, if he ends up finishing in the top 10, he will get himself into the next week's Tour Championship. Now, a guy who is looking like he will not get himself into next week's field, Sergio Garcia came into this week 55th in the FedEx Cup standings. Of course, as I mentioned, top 70 made it into the field. There were only 68 players in this field. No cut this week at the BMW. Sergio needed either a win or a solo second place finish to get into the top 30 from 55th, and it's looking like he's not going to do that. Sergio is also tied for ninth with Luke Donald and Bubba Watson at -6. He's three shots back of Brant Snedeker and Mark Leishman. Sergio needs a good round today to get a solo second. He's definitely not going to win, but a solo second also gets him into next week's field. So there it is, your leaderboard at the BMW Championship. Tiger Woods leading by 7 shots at 16 under par. Brant Snedeker, Mark Leishman tied for second, 7 shots back at -9. And that is your Tire Kingdom leaderboard report, brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom.